you're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Rodriance for our Black and White Sports 2. Well, we're going to talk about Giselle and about Tom Brady. I did a video yesterday, and Giselle came out, had a Vanity Fair interview. There was a lot of takeaways from that. She, of course, is claiming that she never gave Tom Brady the ultimatum that we heard about, whether or not he should continue his NFL career or not. I noticed many of you just didn't buy it. I understand that. I don't blame you. I can't say that I really bought it either. Well, come today, Tom Brady, who obviously saw the Vanity Fair interview, has fired back. Now, TMZ loves to use things like, this is a cryptic message. It's a pretty obvious message. Okay, there's no confusion. Now, there's two pieces of rumors going around out there. There is the jiu-jitsu instructor, right? And there is Jeffrey Soffer, also a friend of Brady. Now, the jiu-jitsu instructor, it should be noted, was the instructor while Tom Brady was still with Giselle, and he was teaching martial arts to Giselle and also to the children. So this guy was trusted and around the kids, right? Well, so I want to set this up. I've got a couple of different things I want to show you very quickly before we get to Tom Brady slamming and firing back at Giselle, because it's very clear he believes there was a betrayal. Okay, so let's look at this very quickly. I'll just set this up. Giselle shot down the rumors of her dating Tom Brady's friend, a billionaire. This is Elle McPherson's ex. Giselle Bundchen is addressing all the rumors about her dating life. This was Fox News that had been swirling around during the Brazilian supermodel's Vanity Fair interview. Bundchen shot down speculation that she was dating real estate developer, 55-year-old billionaire Jeffrey Soffer. Quote, I have zero relationship with him in any way. He's Tom's friend, not my friend. I wouldn't be with his friend. I wouldn't be with this guy, she said. Bundchen pointed out that she hasn't laid eyes on Soffer in more than 6 months and was particularly upset that people would assume that she would strategically date a billionaire. Really? Come on now. All right. So she came out. She said that. That was a denial. Now, 3 days ago, and I believe this is what Tom Brady's really getting at, Giselle and the jiu-jitsu instructor are having themselves a little beach day down in Costa Rica together. Giselle Bundchen and her jiu-jitsu instructor clearly have a thing for Costa Rica, but the same can't be said for jiu-jitsu. They're still there together having all kinds of fun minus the martial arts. Oh, TMZ. Joaquin Valente and Giselle are getting their feet in the sand, tossing a frisbee and taking a little dip in the ocean. But it's not the only dips happening. It looks like a pretty action-packed day for the third outing we've seen them have in Costa Rica over the last few months. Look, right there. Yeah. This time, Joaquin showed off his ripped body while GB rocked a pair of shorts on the shore. She needs to eat some Twinkies. And a few others seemed to tag along for the outing. Of course, we saw them recently taking a pretty chill walk together with a couple of pooches. We've seen them do a lot there, just not jiu-jitsu. Interesting. As you know, Tom Brady's ex-wife has maintained the outings with the instructor are just friendly. I mean, look, she's going to deny it because of how it's going to look, because this guy was in and about the dealings of this family when Tom was still there. But it's hard to tell at this rate, given all the time they're spending together. You'll recall the duo went horseback riding through the jungle back in January seemingly haven't slowed down since. Yeah, they went through the bush, deep in the bush. Giselle has previously said Joaquin is on hand for family trips to train her and her kids. All right. All right. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona for you. Tom Brady was not lost on the Vanity Fair interview. It's obvious. He read it, and he doesn't buy the comments that came out of there. Because she denied seeing the jiu-jitsu instructor, too, by the way. Tom Brady shares cryptic quote after Giselle divorce comments, the betrayal of false friends. I mean, this is some true... he knows exactly. Tom Brady is ultra intelligent, ultra smart, and this is how he's rolling when it comes to this. He's letting everybody know, I don't buy this for a second. Tom Brady appeared to react to Giselle Bundchen's recent divorce comments by sharing a mysterious quote from a famed American poet on social media, one that referenced dealings of, quote, the betrayal of false friends. Brady posted a Ralph Waldo Emerson passage on his IG story Thursday morning, some 24 hours after Giselle's comments to Vanity Fair about their breakup dropped. The post was all about the definition of success, and in part of it, it said, in order to win at life, you gotta, quote, endure the betrayal of false friends. That's Tom Brady's official Insta face, and there is the three hearts. Let's read this. What is success? To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics, and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded. Bravo. It also explains the success, meaning laughing a lot, appreciating beauty, and leaving the world a better place, but the betrayal line stuck out the most. Absolutely. It is unclear if the response is to Giselle, come on, TMZ. I know you guys are smarter than that, but they're lawyers, so they're trying to cover their butt. I am certainly going to say, I believe on a 99.9% chance, that is a shot back at Giselle, who told Vanity Fair that her split from Tom Brady was due to a myriad of issues the couple had, including his football career, but many are interpreting it that way. And let's be honest, Tom's a smart guy, and he knows what people are going to think. That is right. Brady has also yet to directly comment on the interview, but he did include three heart emojis when he shared the post. As reported, Brady and Giselle officially divorced October 2022 after 13 years. Bundchen has been seen in Costa Rica with her jiu-jitsu instructor Joaquin Valente, often in the wake of the split, though they denied that they are dating. Wow. Wow. I don't believe for a second that this was not a clear message sent at his ex-wife. It also lets you know that he believes there was a little, you know, extracurricular activities possibly going on while he was still married to the woman. Now, a lot of people have said, because we cover the NFL on this channel, how come the Giselle thing gets a lot of play on here? It's simple. It affected him on the field. Lost weight, looked like shit, was carrying obvious stress. If you've been through a divorce, a bad one, an ugly one, then you know what that sick to your stomach feeling is all about. You know you drop weight, and you just look like hell. It's hard to concentrate on your work, and the NFL is Tom's work. Now, I think he started coming out of that as the season went on, but it's clear it affected him for at least a while last year. And you can't tell me for a second he posted this and didn't intentionally mean to send a message directly to his ex-wife. You tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. Man, that video I posted yesterday, it did really well on Giselle. This channel is growing. We are closing in quickly on 20,000. I've been working my tail off over here, and I appreciate all the new and old subscribers. Also, go subscribe to the original channel, Black and White Sports. I just dropped a video over there earlier. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.